And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I'm doing fabulously, and we are in the final days of the election, which is great because we can all get some sleep. Anyway, what are folks saying this week?
We got a couple of responses to our discussion on Monday about the family tragedy facing singer and actress Jennifer Hudson. Kim Stroud in Detroit, Michigan, wrote us this. Please understand why people in South Chicago might not call the police every time they hear gunfire. I live in Detroit, and the bottom line is, the police don't have the personnel or cars to respond to every call. We regularly hear gunfire in our neighborhood, but unless we can tell exactly where it is coming from, we don't call about it. Don't blame the neighbors. Blame the structure that has left cities with so few resources that this has become the normal way they live.
Spencer Rackley IV in Charlotte, North Carolina, has a different response. He wrote, "If I hear screeching tires in my neighborhood, you can bet that not only will I call the police, but that more than half of the other neighbors will also call. That seems to prevent us having to call the police about gunshots."
Then we got a letter from Lee Harrington, the director of broadcast at the Cato Institute. She wrote in after she heard one of our contributors say this during a discussion about White House transition teams.
Another think tank that has always been a breeding ground for conservative or free-thinking thought, especially as it relates to foreign policy, is the Cato Institute, which, as you may know, Farai, and PJ may know this as well, that's where Vice President Cheney was prior to him becoming vice president. That's where his wife still is. And so that's where a lot of the arch-conservatives, or rather the hawks, come out of, just in terms of more of the conservative thought.
She wrote, "Neither Vice President Cheney nor his wife Lynn Cheney have ever been affiliated in any way with the Cato Institute. Further, the Cato Institute is a libertarian public policy research institute and, as such, strongly opposes the war in Iraq and all other interventionist foreign policy, along with the arch-conservatives who support such policies. The Cato Institute is a nonpartisan, nonprofit 501c3 which receives no government funding." Thank you for catching the mistake. The organization that Cheney's have been affiliated with is the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research.
And finally, we got a letter about a story about the Black McCains, a family descended from slaves owned by the ancestors of Senator John McCain. Carlton Ed Maddox in Jacksonville, Florida, wrote us this. "It is not so unusual that white Americans whose ancestors lived in the South owned slaves. But the piece on the McCain legacy failed to mention that Senator Obama's mother's family also owned slaves." Ed, thanks for your letter. Our story was about a specific reported story on one family, the Black McCains, and we interviewed the reporter and one of the Black McCains. But since you bring up Senator Obama's family, yes, his maternal family did own slaves several generations ago. According to the British newspaper The Guardian, just one of many news outlets to cover the story, Obama's great-great-great-great-grandfather, George Washington Overall, owned two slaves in Kentucky. Perhaps given American history, it is not so remarkable that someone in the family line owned slaves, but that his name was George Washington Overall.
And that's it for letters. Thanks for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
Now NPR has a new way to chime in on our stories. Go to our program page at nprnewsandnotes.org and click on a segment. There you can click on the comments link and write us your thoughts.
And you can still send us your gripes and praises by logging on to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.